Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We're going to be moving on. I did mention right at the beginning of the show that we're looking at integrative homeopathy. We're looking at dealing with stress. We know how much stress there is in the world. We know, I mean, as I said, I mean, startling, 70% of South Africans have faced stress levels that make it difficult to cope with life's demands. I mean, when I say that to you, can you relate? Are you feeling that your stress levels are just off the chart at the moment? And 60% of young South Africans have required some kind of mental health assistance. And those are staggering numbers. So it's rife. It's there. But what are we doing about it? And does it mean that we just pop pills? Is there something else? Can we work with our bodies? Can we work with our minds? And if so, how do we do it? So I'm really delighted to have Dr. Arnika Redelinghuis, who's a clinical and integrative homeopathic practitioner. Dr. Redelinghuis, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Nikki, and good day to all the listeners.
Listen, I'm intrigued. Did I pronounce your first name correctly? Arnika.
Yeah, Arnika.
Arnika. And I'm thinking about Arnika, the homeopathic remedy that one takes, right? I mean, I think as your parents named you Arnika, almost your purpose and your whatever it is you were going to do in this world was set in stone, clearly.
Yes, I always joke and say my name was prophetic.
So, Arnika, perhaps you can just share with our audience, when I talk about a clinical and integrative homeopath, what is that?
So in homeopathy, we don't address just the symptoms. We look at a holistic approach. We look at the whole patient, their lifestyle, how they experience all the symptoms. So all of us are experiencing anxiety and stress, but everybody is experiencing and presenting symptoms differently. So there is no one specific remedy for every patient. I look at the whole patient picture and then match that to a specific homeopathic remedy. And then I also do add some supplements and lifestyle adjustments to help patients cope with their specific needs.
So, Arnika, perhaps you can also, if we can just look into homeopathy. So there's the integrative, and as you say, you're looking at the whole body and how everything affects and people's symptoms present differently. But just homeopathy, I remember doing a show years ago and someone explained it, and they've since asked, you know, people have often asked me because I follow a lot of homeopathy, and I try and explain that it's this minuscule amount of something that you put in your system for your body to create a way of dealing with it. But that is, please explain.
Okay, so homeopathy, the principle is that we can give a homeopathic medicine that match the symptom picture. So Dr. Hahnemann, who was a German doctor who developed homeopathy, he said that a product in its raw form can create symptoms in a healthy patient. And when we dilute that medicine, we can give that medicine to somebody who's got the same symptoms when they are ill, and that will help them to overcome that disease or symptoms. So something like the red onion, for example, if you cut up a red onion, you've got burning red eyes and you've got a runny nose, and that all looks very much like this, the first symptoms that you have of the flu, for example, or some patients experience that with hay fever. And then as a homeopath, I would then prescribe the Allium Sepa, which is then the red onion, for those symptoms. And then by diluting and succussing the medicine, that means that we dilute and shake it in a specific way, that helps to increase the healing potency of or properties of the medicine. And at the same time, it is taking away the toxic properties. And that is how we can get then to use remedies that might seem to be toxic in a raw form, but it is safe in a homeopathic form.
Absolutely fascinating. I mean, it's still, before we move to dealing with stress and lifestyle and health. I still want to ask a few more questions about homeopathy, but we're going to take a quick break, a quick ad break, and we're going to be back. So please stay with us.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Welcome back. And if you've just joined us, this is the Deal Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM. Great to be with you. I'm Nikki Seberini, and this is the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. Today, we're talking about homeopathy. I have Dr. Arneke Riedelinghuis, who's a clinical and integrative homeopathic practitioner. We're looking at stress levels in South Africa. We're looking at how to manage stress levels. But just before the break, Dr. Riedelinghuis was explaining what homeopathy is all about. And so before the break, you were talking about that you look at the whole patient, that's homeopathy, and that's the approach, because people present symptoms differently, and that you are giving them something that is the same as the symptom in order for the body to return back to wholeness. Have I sort of got it?
Yes, the remedy shows the same symptom picture as the patient who presents to me.
Okay. So, Arneke, perhaps you can, for people who have never been on any homeopathic remedies before, so they've always gone on different types of antibiotics and all whatever medication they've had to, would the homeopathic remedies be as effective? In other words, do you need to have introduced this kind of healing from an early age? How does that work?
The homeopathic medicine works for any age patient and also any lifestyle or lifetime that they can introduce it. It depends on what we are treating. So if it is an acute thing, the remedy will work quickly. But if it is something that you've had for 10 or 20 years, you've had quite a few medicines that have suppressed the symptoms and so on, then you won't have an immediate relief. The process of healing does take longer then. But you can introduce it at any time of your life, and it is safe to be taking with other medication.
Okay, so it can complement other medication. It's amazing. Let's talk stress. I mean, as I said, these are, you know, staggering statistics. 70% of South Africans have faced stress levels that make it difficult to cope with life's demands. And more than half have reported feeling so stressed that they were unable to attend work over the last year. So where do you begin as a clinical and integrative homeopath? What do you do with that, with someone who's presenting in that way?
So during consultation, I'll ask them what their symptoms are and how they present, and also what they do to cope with the stress. So I look at lifestyle. I suggest a healthy diet, that they do eat some good protein, have breakfast, because that helps to balance the blood sugar. I suggest exercise, even if it is just 5 minutes of walking a day, because exercise and movement helps a lot to reduce stress. I also look at what support system they have, because not a lot of people in South Africa, unfortunately, know, or they also have limited access to help. So they don't know where to go, or the resources are limited. So I also look at their support system, that they at least have a family member or a good friend that they could also talk to, to help them deal with this stress. And then there are also wonderful remedies available, specifically Rescue Remedy, which is also a homeopathic complex, which is formulated by Dr. Edward Bach. And they have brought out now a wonderful range of gummies that helps a lot to for patients to deal with everyday stress, and also to help them to sleep better at night.
So when you go to Dis-Chem, for example, and you go to the section where you've got all of these different homeopathic off-the-shelf remedies, Rescue being one of them, you can just buy them. Is there a danger in that, Arneke? And I mean, you're talking about very specific amounts, you're presenting with these certain symptoms, and then you've got to give something. So it's seems as if it has to be quite specific. So what are your thoughts on getting, you know, over-the-counter remedies and specifically rescue? If you're recommending it for people who are feeling stressed, who are feeling overwhelmed, can you overdose on it? And if so, what are the dangers? I've asked a few questions. I'll give you time to answer.
Okay, so I feel it is important to have qualified help, to go and seek and talk to a practitioner. Self-diagnosis, self-treatment, especially when we look at this, depression and anxiety, can be dangerous. So it will be safest to do that under supervision. Taking the rescue remedies and some of the homeopathic remedies that's over the counter, it is safe to take. You cannot overdose, especially on the homeopathic medicine. You can't overdose. Herbal medicine, you can. And so rescue remedy is a safe one to take for that initial time of, yes, I have a little bit of stress, so some anxiety there or some restlessness before sleeping because it is exam time, social anxiety or like when you have performance anxiety, you need to do something oral in the class or something. There it is safe to self-treat. But when you are at that stage that you are overwhelmed by your stress and depression, that you cannot go to work because of that, then you definitely need professional help.
Okay. And thank you. And looking at all the different medications, so you have homeopathy, then you have other types of remedies, so different medications that are coming out of India, for example. Is it the same as homeopathy? So for example, let's say you're taking rescue remedy because you have exams and you want to be able to manage your stress levels. And then you take something, let's say a Himalayan product, something like Mentat, for example, that is helping you with concentration. Do they work together?
Yes, they do work together. The difference between the two is the Himalayan products or your ashwagandhas and so on. They are herbs, so it is the raw product. And there it is again ideal to have it prescribed by a professional because it can have some interactions with chronic medication or some chronic diseases, pregnancy, breastfeeding, and so on. There you should be careful with just self-prescribing on herbal medicine. But it is safe to take together with homeopathic medicine.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, so that's very important. And another question regarding using homeopathy as a support. So this is a show where a lot of people who listen are on a cancer journey. They are going for a range of treatment, be it different types of chemotherapy, be it immunotherapy, radiotherapy. And I was wondering where homeopathy fits within someone's healing and treatment when it comes to cancer.
Yes, their homeopathy is a very wonderful complementary medicine and treatment. Research shows that patients taking homeopathic medicine together with that chronic or prescription medication, that their results are better than on only the chemo on its own. So it helps to support the immune system and the healing process. And especially when we look at the stress and anxiety that's associated with the whole process of being treated for cancer, the homeopathic medicine, and again here, rescue remedy, is a very good support remedy for that.
Wow.
And it's
okay,
safe with the chemo.
So you would take something, as you say, to calm yourself down. You can take something for nausea. You can take something to boost your immune system. But interesting, you mentioned the research. So you're saying, so then would this be something different in terms of what you would be taking homeopathic remedies that you say improve the efficacy of, let's say, chemotherapy for an example?
So again, I won't be prescribing, say, a remedy for chemotherapy. It will be a remedy that fits the patient's symptoms.
Right.
So in that overall, on a constitutional level, it helps to support the patient.
so interesting. So how would someone, would you work with, people talk about multidisciplinary teams when you are diagnosed, and so you can have the surgeon, you can have with the oncologist, with the doctor, with the nutritionist, with the physiotherapist, and you know, you've got all of these teams working together. Have you, do you have experience of that? Have, do you know of clinical and integrative homeopaths who've been included in these multidisciplinary teams, seeing as though using homeopathic remedies can be so supportive and successful when people are on some kind of cancer treatment?
Yes, I don't know specifically with the cancer therapy. In Mossel Bay, we actually have a multidisciplinary group that we come together frequently and we discuss cases. And so we try really to be involved in the patient's journey. It doesn't matter, say, for an autism example or for just general surgery, diabetes, and so on. So their multidisciplinary approach is very, very important. And their homeopaths and the other disciplines all working together to the benefit of the patient.
So, so interesting. Dr. Riedeling Hayes, did you say you were in Mossel Bay?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Do people need to see you face to face, or do you do online consultations?
I prefer face to face consultation, but I can do Zoom consultation as well.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, for people who are listening and who are intrigued and who are wanting to introduce these homeopathic remedies to support their treatment, I think it's just a wonderful idea. As I said, I've been using homeopathy. I think there are people who think that I'm mad. I've been using it on my children and I find it hugely beneficial. But I must say, I always come across people who talk about, oh, well, the science and what does research tell you? And it always is strange to me that people would be so against something that, from my personal opinion, has worked so well. What do you have to say to people who have that attitude when it comes to homeopathy?
I think with the newer research, there's actually quite a lot of positive research showing that homeopathy is effective. There is a lot of work being done on being aware about homeopathy in South Africa. Mm-hmm. And there is also quite a lot of research. Sorry, I'm afraid that I might be talking in advance, because there's a lot of new movement going to happen in South Africa regarding to homeopathy.
Well, I mean, I don't want you to say anything you don't want to say at this point, but that would be exciting, because we also see that homeopathy and the remedies really are cost effective. And when you're looking at building the system of the body, not breaking it down, building it, you're working towards health, I find that hugely encouraging. But we won't go any further. But, you know, that is encouraging. But it's so lovely to have you on the show, Dr. Riedeling Hayes. It's wonderful for our guests to have an opportunity to hear more about homeopathy. You've explained it so well, and really seeing it as an option to complement the treatment that they're on. Is there anything you wanted to say that perhaps I haven't covered before I say goodbye?
No, I think it is very important to remember lifestyle. So your diet and nutrition plays a very important role in how you handle stress. Have a good sleep routine, rest when you need to, have exercise, move, because it helps to release stress. And if you are overwhelmed by stress, go and see a professional person who can help you. But for the other patients, I can really recommend the rescue remedy. And then I would like to say that in South Africa, the Homeopathic Association they have also a website and an Instagram. And if you want to follow homeopathy in South Africa, people are welcome to follow us on Instagram.
Fantastic. Dr. Riedeling Hayes, thank you so much for joining us. Lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow. So there we have it. There we have it. We've beautifully explained all about homeopathy. If it's something you've been thinking about, if it's something that you use, full steam ahead. And of course, Kurbus, the Viking Fisher. So motivational. I have so enjoyed being with you today. I hope that you have enjoyed the show, and I do look forward to being with you again next week, same time. So for me, Nikki Seberini, and until then, take care and goodbye.